the division is the quickest way to the playoffs, right? And this team finishes strong in divisional games. Does that give you something you can hang your hat on?
Yeah, I think so. Those are the guys that you got to try and beat twice a year in order, like you said, to make it to the playoffs to win your division. I think anytime you get a chance to play those guys, it's good. You know, it's a chance to not only beat them, but I think to become familiar with the team that you're going to play twice a year for as long as you're here in this division. So I think to be able to finish with three divisional opponents, I think it's a cool opportunity. Whether you're going to the playoffs or not, it's a chance to play the guys that you're going to see every year.
This franchise hasn't won its final game since 2011. It hasn't won its final two since 2005. I mean, is there something to finishing strong, or is that just something that we talked about heading into the offseason?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of meaning to that. I think, I'm sure there were different reasons for why each year that might have happened. But I know for this group of guys and for this year that, it's a little bit different. Guys are playing for something. We're playing, for a new coach in a sense this year. And I think, what Doug's done over the past week or so has been really good and trying to, I think put his touch a little bit onto the culture. You can't really change everything or change anything for that matter in 2 weeks. But I think Doug's done a really good job in a tough situation of finding ways to get guys excited to play. Excited to play, when you're 3-12, I think that's kind of hard to do in the NFL. But guys are excited, man, for one more opportunity to go play the Colts.
Is this something different? Is it just as simple as a different voice? Message, I would assume, would be the same, right?
Right, yeah, for the most part it is. I think it's, everybody under, it's still, Gus's team. I think Doug would be the first one to tell you that. But he's kind of, I guess, whatever you want to call it for these last 2 weeks, filling in. And, it is a different voice. It's a different, it's coming from somebody different. It's, a little bit different in what he's saying. So I think it's good. I think the guys have responded well.
Is this something you guys are playing for Doug's job, potentially keeping the coordinator?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's hard to say. I think guys, understand a little bit that whether it's Doug or not, there's going to be a new coach next year, and there's going to be film to watch on this year. So you got one more opportunity to put something good on film for whoever that head coach next year may be, and it's a good chance to do that against a divisional opponent.
How do you got one game left, but how do you not sort of look ahead saying I have to learn another offense and learn a whole new group?
Yeah, I think just probably because it's not like you have any say-so in it. They're going to hire who they want. And I think that whether it stays the same or it changes, there's going to be learning involved regardless. That's part of it. So, if a whole new group comes in and we have to learn another system, that's fine. We'll learn that as fast as possible. And if not, then, we'll have a little familiarity with what we're doing, but there will still be some change.
Personally and offensively, important to do it again this week?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I think last week, we kind of showed that we can play consistent, kind of mistake-free football. Still had a couple of mistakes here and there that we got to clean up. But I think that was more who we envisioned ourselves being all season, not week 16. So I think that's definitely what we want to try and replicate, minus a couple errors here and there.
How much did playing at Everbank kind of help you guys set the tone for the weekend?
I think it was good. Obviously, anytime you get a chance to play at home, it's awesome. So I think to be able to do that play here, on Christmas Eve and then kind of win in our last home game in Jacksonville and get a chance to spend some time with our family on Christmas Day the next day, it was a good weekend.
I think after the Houston game, you talked about the offense maybe being a little bit conservative when you had the lead in the fourth quarter. Good to see that kind of flip last week.
Yeah, definitely. And Nathaniel did a really good job. He had an understanding of the situation in the game and what was going on. And, like he always does, was highly into it mentally and did some good stuff. It's kind of there's tough plays throughout the game. I remember one in particular. It was third and 13, and we were on, the 32-yard line going in. And he called a screen, and I ended up, just dirting it kind of because it wasn't open. And coming to the sidelines and, kind of pissed off because we wanted to do something to try and go score points. But, quickly got set into place that, a field goal put us up two possessions. So it's kind of that understanding. And he always has that big picture in mind, whereas as a player, sometimes you can get, a little too involved and want to go and attack and score and do all that stuff when it's 3rd and 13. Let's make this a two-possession game and not do anything stupid.
Was that an issue you felt earlier in the year, too? You had some fourth-quarter leads earlier that maybe did get too conservative and just kind of pack it in and we'll just play.
Right. I don't know if it was necessarily you know, a mindset or play calling. I guess what I'm trying to say is I think it was just over. It was kind of everything. You know, it was there were some guys that had some mindsets that, you know, kind of just waiting around to see what happens. How are we going to lose this game? What's going to go wrong? Something's got to go wrong. So I think we're trying to phase out of that mindset and not have anybody that thinks like that.
What allowed you to take some shots downfield and complete those?
Yeah, I think those guys did a really good job. A-Rob and Marquise outside did a really good job. A-Rob's been working his tail off the past couple weeks, doing different things at the line of scrimmage and working stuff on his routes. So it's been fun to watch and fun, you know, to see that kind of how much better he's gotten during the season these past couple weeks have been really fun to see. So they did a good job. And obviously, you know, in order to do that, you got to be able to protect up front. And we were able to do that and kind of take advantage of some explosives.
Did you think that was your best game throwing the ball from the first quarter to the last? And if you agree with that, why? What was the difference this week?
I guess so. I would assume, statistically it probably was as well. I don't know. I think I talked about it a little bit last week, but our main goal was to be efficient. You know, how do we find completions as much as possible? Let's do that. And that was kind of the focus going into the game. And then when it was, you know, on first and second down, when we call a shot and it's there, let's take it. You know, but besides that, let's be efficient. Let's get completions, even on third and long. You know, if it's not there and it's not clean, check it down. Let's get a completion and something coming off the field. You know, obviously you want to pick it up and you don't, but there's somewhat of confidence. You know, there's a couple hidden yards there in field position. So I think that was the big thing and the big focus.